The rain is coming, whether you're ready to catch it or not, and every gallon that hits your driveway and runs into the gutter is a missed opportunity for your soil, your livestock, and your peace of mind. Today, we're talking about the lifeblood of the homestead, the backyard water system, rainwater harvesting on a budget. If you've ever looked at a parched garden in August while holding a utility bill that makes your eyes water, you know the cost of ignorance isn't just a metaphor, it's a literal drain on your resources. Most people think they need a 5,000-gallon underground cistern and a complex filtration system just to get started, but that kind of thinking is exactly what keeps you dependent on the grid. We are moving past the old way of waiting for the sky to open up and hoping for the best. We are moving toward the farm fresh way, where we treat every square inch of your roof as a high production asset. I want you to imagine the next heavy downpour. Instead of watching that water erode your topsoil or flood your crawl space, I want you to hear the sound of 500 gallons of pure, soft, chlorine-free water hitting the bottom of your storage tanks. That is security, and on a homestead, security is the only currency that matters. Let's get your system built without breaking the bank. The old way of managing water is a struggle defined by scarcity and wasted effort. I've seen so many beginners hauling heavy hoses across 300 feet of uneven ground, or worse, carrying 5-gallon buckets by hand until their backs give out. They rely on municipal water that's been treated with chemicals your plants don't want, or a well pump that's one power outage away from leaving the whole farm thirsty. That is a fragile system. It's a system that punishes you for growing more food, because the more you grow, the more you owe the water company. The Farm Fresh Way is about decentralized resilience. We aren't just catching water, we are harvesting gravity. When we shift our psychology from using water to managing water, everything changes. Rainwater is actually superior for your garden. It's slightly acidic, which helps unlock nutrients in the soil, and it lacks the salts and minerals that can build up in city water over time. By building a budget-friendly harvesting system, you aren't just saving money, you are giving your plants the exact fuel they evolved to use. I've had folks tell me they can't afford a system. I tell them they can't afford not to have one. The philosophy here is simple. Start with the one-barrel mindset. You don't need a massive infrastructure on day one. You need a proof of concept. You need to see that 500 square feet of roof can fill a 55-gallon drum in less than 15 minutes of a moderate rain. Once you see that volume, once you feel the weight of that stored energy, you'll never look at a rain cloud the same way again. We are building for the long haul, and that starts with understanding the physics of your own backyard. Let's get into the tactics. To build a high-performance system on a budget, we start with the IBC tote, or IBC tote. Those 275-gallon industrial containers. You can often find these used for $40 or $50, but here is the pitfall warning. You must ensure they were food-grade. If it held engine degreaser or pesticides in its first life, it has no business on your homestead. Look for ones that held food syrup or vinegar. Once you have your tank, the most critical how-to step is the first flush diverter. This is where most budget builds fail. When it starts raining, the first few gallons coming off your roof are filthy. They've got bird droppings, roof grit, and pollen. If that goes straight into your tank, your water will turn into a stagnant mycorrhizal soup of bacteria. A first flush diverter is just a simple T in your pipe with a vertical chamber that fills up first. Once that dirty water is trapped in the vertical pipe, a float ball seals it off, and only then does the clean water flow into your main tank. It's a $10 solution that saves your entire water supply. Next, gravity is your best friend and your worst enemy. Every foot you raise that tank off the ground gives you nearly half a PSI of pressure. If your tank is sitting on the dirt, you'll be waiting all day for a watering can to fill. Build a sturdy level base using cinder blocks at least 2 or 3 layers high. Make sure it is rock solid, because 275 gallons of water weighs over 2,000 pounds. If that base shifts, your system is going to collapse. And don't forget the overflow. Most people focus on getting water in, but they forget where it goes when the tank is full. You need a dedicated overflow pipe that is larger than your intake. Direct that overflow toward a fruit tree or a swale in your garden. Never let the excess water pool at the base of your tank or your house foundation. We are water managers now. Every drop must have a destination. Imagine walking out to your garden during a dry spell in July. The grass is brown, the neighbor's sprinklers are banned by the city, but you're the backyard water system, rainwater harvesting on a budget, is holding steady. You open the valve on your tote, and that cool, clean water flows effortlessly into your rows. You aren't stressed. Your plants are vibrant and deep green because they are drinking the farm fresh way. This is the vision of success, a homestead that breathes with the seasons rather than fighting them. You've taken a waste product, runoff, and turned it into your most valuable yield. Your zero-cost task for today is simple. Go outside during the next light rain. Do not just look at the sky. Look at your roof. Trace the path of the water. Where is it concentrating? Where is it currently being wasted? Identify the one downspout that handles the most volume. That is your phase one location. Take a marker and put a small X on the ground where your first tank will sit. Next time, we'll talk about livestock on the move, the secrets of rotational grazing for small lots. But for now, get your eyes on those gutters. Your future self will thank you for every gallon you save today.